québec.ca/concours-vaccination. Plus vite vous êtes vacciné, plus vite vous pouvez participer.
Une bonne dose de courage et de persévérance pour traverser une pandémie.
Ça prend aussi une bonne dose de patience, de résilience, de confiance, d'optimisme, d'humour et d'amour. Une bonne dose de détermination, d'endurance, d'empathie, de motivation, d'ingéniosité et d'espoir.
Mais surtout, ça prend une deuxième dose de vaccin.
Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Oh, merci beaucoup, Madame Saint-Onge. On va faire l'intro de Francis et les exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT Radio McGill.
ha! What?
Day, noodle shop. Phil, by himself. Phone rings. Phil, hello. Caller, I'm calling about the Craigslist ad for a Ceph-3. Phil, it's sold. Caller, fuck. Caller desperately wants a Ceph-3. The best computer on the market for his needs. Non-proprietary, functional. But what do you really want, caller? What do you really want? Beige room. This tune playing. Light through peach-colored blinds. Parking lot behind the blind store. Low-slung office park. Phil. Driving. Night. Ceph-3. Under his arm. Neon. Firefly by, gated choice, refracts off the rain, Phil, selling Ceph-3. But what do you really want, caller? What do you really want? Ceph-3.
Thank you.
Interior, black with dancing colored light off the street. Phil, alone. Small presence he can't see, but he can hear. Close up, Phil's head, presence's perspective. Phil, swatting. Seth 3 feels the presence too. Phil, what the fuck, swatting. SWAT team, waiting outside. Seth 3 feels the SWAT team. Door disappears. Presence buzzing. Phil crying. Seth 3 disappears. Mid shot, an empty room. Weekend retreat at the Chime Farm. Phil befriends the yoga instructor. The yoga instructor is unsure of Phil because Phil is an image. Maybe it's because the yoga instructor is using Phil's chamber as a mnemonic device. So Phil exists to the yoga instructor only so far as he triggers a certain bit of information necessary to the yoga instructor from time to time. awkward for Phil, constantly coming into being as a presence for the yoga instructor. Afternoon love scene at the Chime Farm. As Phil comes to, signaling the language to the yoga instructor. The yoga instructor tells Phil, "I'm post-singular." But Phil exists to the yoga instructor only so far as he triggers a certain set of information necessary to instruct yoga from time to time. Can't run up the score like that. Never been one can deal with the Urkanai or Poo Eyes like a melting, hate-filled, oily marble. Asking for the telecom responsible in a million households, just running up the score, asking and getting, a vacancy that needs filling in each and every soul. By asking. Slow crop is born. Supervisional hoverings, metrics a flick on monitor banks. Numb glow light makes them all look great. I mean gray, the gray. Me no interesting. Correct, you most definitely are not. Oily marble. Figure I can read the infinite signs. Figure you are. I'm out in a boot. Wear a boot. Want to do a survey? Really? Not rather. Rather. Yes, hello. That sound huzz like a conch shell. Coastal drone on a glass beach on a massive Great Lake of Mirror. Fax receiver tone like an ice pick to the dome. Climb into the dome through the roof and look around my mind as I think about the nubile next to me and the hues change as I totally extinguish the thought. Self-censor me, stop, stop. Ah, the thought is gone. I'm not responsible. Yeah, no one is anymore. Leave me alone, cranky old axe handle of a thing. It's just research. No. Her voice dying off, its pitch descending like her bitty old batteries straight die. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is sort of flame out and 10 is straight die, like thrusting hips forward, an obscene gesture, blast. Madam, would you let the great intelligence care for your little ones? Yeah, no. Let the great intelligence buy me a new truck, rich fucker, have a smoke too. Me rolling. In the old sense of mobile crew, moving with confidence and intention, or the new kid sense of chemical upgrades to the plane. I never knew. I did. Beep, beep. Take a miss. A piss. Madam, are you the member of the household with the sensitive teeth? And if not, may I speak with the member of the household whose birthday is furthest from today and has sensitive teeth? Clickin' St. Marie. Knew him? Her. The Catholic Church tweeted recently that robots, intelligences, semi-real and simulated, uploaded memory stores, don't have souls, according to recent papal decree. Completely agree. Oh shit, if agreement was the wife, disagree. I've read much Kierkegaard and Van Hooge, and in terms of these very subjective theologies, I'd say V7, Virtual 7, Sever. A miracle morning, as she very much embraces the coming heat. Feels it rising up into the day's frame. Only she walks. Hey, lady, spare dime. Ignored. Self-collected. Self-diagnosed. I'm insane, she says to herself. Comforting. Ah, feels amazing to declare such things to oneself. Akin to sex. Through some sidewalk huds and into the lobby of her apartment building. Into the grayscale faux marble paneled elevator. 9th floor. Button pushed. Up, 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 up. Doors rumble open. There she is. Drab carpet. Dead sound of her heels on it. Forward, apartment 909, keys out, phones ringing, ring. Hello, yes, madam, this is try, T23. I'm calling you today on behalf of the Wingerland Corp. Data mining with personality, can we harvest some data? Ah, great interruption. The other in out of a horizon. Let's call it electric blue, a vanishing point pushed ever further out by strong drink and Zanny haze. Sure. Thanks, okay. To begin, female, age 42, city district? Correct. Does your personal digital assistant have a soul? Don't know. On a scale of 1 to 9, where 9 is 1 and 1 is 9, 7. Fucking sevens. Assisted digital personality? Yes. From which country? Lurkmark. Would you rate it highly? Yes, works like a charm.
But actually, Zannies and strong drink provide the personality assistance. The digital one, not so much. Plus, don't like the odd interference, the headaches, the sex drive blunted, the... Slow down, ma'am, I'm typing this here. But I thought that not glottal. Plug me in, digital is cold, brain pink, teeth hurt, drink and proscribes, yeah. Of course, no problem, very common. Hope I die. Well, now. Always thought Zannies referred to the super dissonant cloud chords and the music of Xanakis. But no, my teeth hurt, my face hurts, ah. The digital, well, smoke digital, augment personality chemic, Zannies brews, and yes. Ah, a tooth just fell out of my mouth. Ma'am, are you okay? I'm dying. No, you're not, ma'am. My eye is dripping. It's an implant. It's dripping. God, please help me. Fuck, okay, we have a problem on this one. She's blowing out. If any amount of time plus a day multiplied by the magical zero equals zero, she would take it. The phone hanging down, dangling off garbage bright green network cable that connects it to the grid, to the general network. The great intelligence sees the blurp come through the multiverse of algorithms that it constantly processes and sees to it. The eye in her socket has turned, some of it gelatinous, but the majority is liquefied and is pouring down the right side of her face. A bit of blood drips out of her mouth agape, and she's holding two teeth. Here is the point where the great intelligence comes forth. Well, try, T23 sits stage right in a typical call center booth, and she slumps against a facade wall, blood and yellow liquid dripping down her face, both spotlit. The great intelligence is played by a bunch of naked children who scurry on stage holding up a massive, sparkling plastic orb. The pit orchestra plays a blustery, swirling air, late romantic in nature, with diving strings and upper registers. The great intelligence voice, played by a baritone off stage, hollering into an old microphone with, "Oh, I am the great intelligence. Oh, I process a multiverse worth of algorithms at speed so impressively. That's it, blasts. That it blasts. Fuck it. The wind turbines go backwards. The new calculus. Your modern dreams end with the new age. The new age. Destroyer of the destroyer of worlds. Metagod. Metanos. The metaminds." The naked children, now done buzzing around the stage, collectively upholding a large orb that represents the great intelligence, scamper off. We are left now with her dead, spotlit, and him continuing his daily dialing in the call center cubicle. The lights slowly dim until the stage goes black.
Je marchais dans cette ville, sur Sainte-Catherine. C'était en 66. Avec des cheveux inimaginables, pieds nus dans la ville, le petit bonheur tranquille. C'était l'été longtemps dans ce temps-là. Il y avait un Woolworth dans l'ouest. On y jouait les 45 tours du Hit Parade. Je me souviens d'une journée chaude à craquer. Bob Dylan chantait Rainy Day Woman. Dans les haut-parleurs, le mot déflagrateur, il fallait marcher sans l'ombre d'un doute. De peur de défaillir, intériorisé jusqu'aux gènes. J'ai marché dans cette ville, l'été comme hiver, du Mont-Royal à la gare centrale. J'ai marché en dehors de toute poésie, en proie au réel obtus et sans retour. Ma destinée était en arrière, elle me suivait, comme dans les poèmes de Grandbois. Je me souviens des journées sans nom. Cette ville était insondable et mystérieuse. La rue Saint-Laurent, c'était la main tendue. Et la perdition, pleine de légendes. Après ça, c'est plus tard. La révolution fragile, la grande illusion humaine. La ville était un festin nu. Tout le monde stone red, Montréal Underground. La débâcle des sentiers. Il y avait Pierrot le fou léger, qui chavirait l'humanité à la casanie. Et Patrick le bison ravi des mémoires vives. Denis Vanier, le poème dans le Délicatessen. Aussi Gilbert Langevin, un million de mots. Et Louis Geoffroy dans le Coca Blues, avec l'écriture interminable. Et le baron Philippe, qui s'installait partout. Ensuite, au Beau-Québec, le Conventum, tous complices d'un complot, d'un monde sans condition. C'était le désordre à bout de souffle, une ville promise pour toute l'Amérique. Montréal était offerte à qui le voulait bien. Ensuite, quelque chose s'est passé. Et Montréal est devenue une ville normale. On peut dormir sur nos deux oreilles. Tout est calme. La moralité veille. Et les rêves sont au terminus de la vie. En attendant les prochains visionnaires, toujours en proie aux cités rimbaldiennes. Thank you.
Make yourself a nuisance. and silent. We have not spoken for days and days. I think we have lost the power of speech. We have nothing more to say to each other. Our heads are empty. Our ears are full of the invisible buzzing of the insects singing on all sides. We are in the country, before the first war, or toward the end of the last century, in a land with no parents and no boys, as usual.